Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trade deadline is less than an hour away. Yankees are in Philadelphia against the Phillies. Game two of that series. Mets take on the Twins. Here's your breaking news over the last few hours, if you've missed it. The New York Yankees acquired Mark Leiter Jr. from the Chicago Cubs, solid reliever. That's all they've done so far. The other piece of news around Yankee land is that Gerrit Cole, who is scheduled to start tonight, premier matchup against Aaron Nola, has been scratched due to general body fatigue. He spoke to the media already, says he doesn't think it's a big deal, doesn't expect to go on the IL, and figures he'll make a start in a couple of days. The New York Mets made a minor trade. They acquired Paul Blackburn from the Oakland Athletics, likely to replace Tyler McGill in the rotation, but we'll see. And here we are, an hour ahead of the trade deadline. And we've talked a little bit, Tiki and I have argued a little bit about the Metsies, but we now turn our lonely eyes to the New York Yankees. They have acquired Jazz Chisholm. We've seen the immediate impact of him. They have acquired Mark Leiter Jr. earlier today. They dumped Caleb Ferguson to the Houston Astros. Sean, your confidence level and your worry level as we sit here 52 minutes until the trade deadline.
We are going to get the presser about how big an ad, and it was, Jazz Chisholm Jr. was. We're going to hear about the strikeout rate from Mark Leiter. And then we are going to hear a couple names rattled off in a row that include Ian Hamilton, Scott Efros, Nick Birdie, Clark Schmidt, and Jason Dominguez with the following statement. And these guys are just as good as a trade deadline acquisition because we hear it annually.
Every year.
I believe the Yankees are done.
And you will be pissed about that.
Very angry.
But they were pretty
Look, say what you want to say. The Yankees right now are in a situation that they have not been in the past years. And I'm not even talking about the fact that they have Juan Soto, Gerrit Cole, and Aaron Judge on the same team. And obviously, Jazz is a big addition. Where they are right now is a wide-open American League that even despite how bad the last 2 months were, the last 3 days has given rejuvenated energy to the fan base, and there's no reason to think that this Yankee team shouldn't be the team to come out of the AL, and I don't want to hear the Astros are still good. This ain't the same Astro team. The Yankees deserve to be in the World Series this year, or their players deserve more for Brian Cashman to put them in the best chance to be in a World Series this year.
Yeah, but what else would you want to see?
Honestly, seeing that return, and it was a monster haul that the Marlins got for Tanner Scott. I have seen enough Yankee prospects fail. I'm not looking to give up Jason Dominguez. If the equivalent was Spencer Jones highlighting that package, The Yankees should have done it.
Wow. You would have done that.
I would have done it. I really would have done it.
Rental reliever. Now, I get it. The Yankees are trying to win, and I'm with you on the
you
got to go for it. But Spencer Jones, like the top prospect.
He's the lefty Aaron Judge,
but
right?
At some point, you got to start playing musical chairs. How many guys, if you're going to sign Soto long-term, Dominguez is going to be here. You figure out a way to field nine guys for the next 10 years.
But Spencer Jones is going to be under control and arbitration for next 4 years.
Which is what makes him valuable. But you know what I can't have happen this year as a Yankee fan? Clay Holmes blowing two games in a postseason series and you're out of it within a blink of an eye.
It's
such
talking
a massive
about the
need.
Individual that cost you.
Yeah, seize this year.
Yeah.
The Yankees need to seize this year.
All right, so Tanner Scott has been traded to the Padres. I get it. Would I have given up Spencer Jones' highlighted package for Tanner Scott? I'd be tough. That would test me on an all-in year because you also want to be smart. And look, to Cash's credit, if you look at the prospects he's given up over the years, very few of them have panned out at the trade deadline.
Would you agree with this? Mm-hmm. And this isn't the story, so it's not taking phone calls on it. You can't, this is it for the deadline, you can't not have an excuse not to be the highest bidder for Juan Soto at the end of the year.
That's for a different day.
No, but it adds up today.
Okay, but in fairness, I do not think the Giants are trading Blake Snell. I think I'll be surprised. And it's unfortunate. We're going to be signing off as the deadline passes, so we can't give you the instant reaction. I am doing a Rico tonight as I drive home from Mets Twins, but it's a little different. And then we'll be back to talk about it in a couple of days. But, tomorrow we're doing the SNY Sweet Day.
Yes.
Thank you, SNY.
Yankees have a day game as well.
There shall be chicken fingers.
There shall be chicken fingers. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait either, because you know what Brooklyn's been doing for the last 20 minutes?
What?
I'm hungry. Dad, I'm hungry.
So you're going to feed her tomorrow.
I'm hungry. I'm going to be like, eat everything.
Yes.
SNY.
Who do you want the Yankee? Because I don't think Blake Snell's available. So if the answer is Blake Snell.
It's not a starting pitcher
for me. Tariq Skubal, same thing. I don't think those guys are being traded.
You talking about for the Yankees?
Yes.
At this point.
Who do you want?
At this point, get me Pete Fairbanks.
Pete Fairbanks. Who may not be traded.
You know what? If you're going to give up Spencer Jones in a deal like that, give me Yadier Diaz in the same deal.
Pete Fairbanks has another year. Mm-hmm. And then an option.
Yeah.
Which is different than Tanner Scott. He's not a complete rental. I agree with you. If you're telling me I'm getting Pete Fairbanks and Yandy Diaz back, that would be the mega trade to make this trade deadline an A+.
Yeah.
Right now, I think the Yankees have had like a B trade deadline, which is not bad.
No,
Jazz Chisholm was a huge pickup.
It's absolutely a huge pickup. But we said for weeks, we got to be clear on this. The Yankees weren't one hole away after all the bad baseball we saw. That was a major hole they plugged.
That's why I'm giving them a B. Like, it's good. Was it enough? Maybe not. Would you need more? Could they use another reliever?
I got to tell you, it was significant, though. Because there was a point where it felt like the Yankees lineup was two guys.
Now look at the Yankee lineup.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of that, the Yankees starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Tonight in Philadelphia, Alex Verdugo will lead off in left. Mm-hmm. Juan Soto will bat second and right. Aaron Judge will DH tonight and bat third. Austin Wells is your catcher in the cleanup hole. Jazz Chisholm Jr. will play third again and bat fifth. Gleyber Torres bats sixth and plays second. Ben Rice bats seventh at first base. Anthony Volpe at shortstop bats eighth. Trent Grisham in center bats ninth. No Giancarlo Stanton today. And Will Warren is your starting pitcher. Also tells you Gleyber and Verdugo both staying.
Oh, that they're in the lineup tonight?
Yeah.
I don't think there was ever a chance that Gleyber or Verdugo were being traded to begin with. There was a report earlier today that the Yankees were listening on Alex Verdugo, but I found that one hard to believe.
Right.
Even without Stanton, that lineup with Jazz Chisholm just feels deeper.
Yeah, it just sounds better.
It just feels, and then you include Stanton, you had Anthony Volpe batting ninth last night. I think they have fixed the Yankee lineup, and DJ LeMahieu is a rumor. He doesn't even play anymore.
No, he doesn't. And he's there just in case.
And look, is there a possibility he could play again? Absolutely. You face a lefty, maybe plays first base, and Ben Rice sits. Maybe Gleyber Torres struggles enough where you're like, you know what?
Yeah, he needs
I'm going to play DJ.
Yeah, he needs another 3 days to sit out.
Yes.
And then he comes back and he's fine again.
So he could get his role back.
By the way, that feels
back.
About right for DJ, though.
Yeah.
It's what he's earned. Not in his career. I'm just talking about this season.
Yeah, he's earned the benching.
It's what he's earned. If we need you, be available.
Be available.
And be a pro about it. And by the way, I think he will be.
Oh, no, absolutely. But there's still a possibility he can get hot and kind of re-enter, but he's got to earn it now. So I think the Yankee lineup, I don't want to say it's completely fixed, but then you include Jason Dominguez coming back, putting the pressure on Alex Verdugo. I think the Yankee lineup is significantly better than the way we felt about it a week ago. Yeah. Their bullpen still has holes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah,
they added a guy to improve it.
Can't be blowing these games, specifically in the playoffs. Forget the rest of the regular season. Also, Met fans, if you care, another team around you, a peer-tier team, as we like to call them, has made a trade. The Pirates have acquired Brian De La Cruz from the Marlins.
Brian De La Cruz, outfielder, right-hand hitter, fine. They were going after Jazz Chisholm, and they Yankees swooped in and got him. So maybe they're like, let's get an outfielder instead. So Brian De La Cruz for the Pirates. All right, real quick, I want to get back to your calls. Give us a Cinco de Five-O and make it, like, you know, fun.
Okay, Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's connecting everything everywhere. And by Wendy's, try the new Pretzel Baconator today. I was going to give you my five favorite deadline deals of my lifetime, and I consider a deadline deal anytime from mid-June on.
Okay.
All right. Number five, Cecil Fielder, and in a separate waiver wire deal, Charlie Hayes in 1996.
Well, kind of worked out, didn't it?
I mean, obviously a big deal. Number four for me was trade deadline day in 2003. The Yankees trade Brandon Clausen for Aaron Boone.
Ah!
Led to last great moment, and also an injury by Boone led to A-Rod, which the butterfly effect led to 2009.
If they don't make that trade, is Aaron Boone the manager of the New York Yankees?
No.
No.
He needed a Yankee moment.
Keep going.
Number three, David Cone traded to the Yankees on July 29th of 1995, set up a dynasty.
Yep.
David Justice to the Yankees on June 29th. Mm. Was number two for me. Mm. Obviously a big deal. And number one, Yoenis Cespedes going to the Mets. That was a fun deal. And even if I'm not a Met fan, and everything, the theatrics before that, the Gomez trade falling through, that was a big time deal. That's my number one.
All right, so you've decided to not include Keith Hernandez being traded to the Mets. Fine.
I'm going to again say my five favorite deadline deals of my lifetime.
Oh, my life. Okay.
Okay.
Just making sure.
You listen to me less than my wife.
I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, you must be like in a good mood today.
Am I in a good mood?
Yeah.
You think he's in a good mood today? He's been cranky.
He put Yoenis at number one.
Oh, he gave the Mets a bomb.
I always put Yoenis number one.
Today is also the anniversary. It is so weird how certain trade deadlines stick with you. July 30th, 2004. I know where I was. I remember everything about that night. When my dad called me up, I was at Arundel Mills Mall in Maryland with my ex-girlfriend. She was a witch. And we were walking around. And he calls me up to say the Mets made two trades. I was like, two trades? What are we doing? We suck. Why are we making trades? He's like, they bought. I'm like, they bought? What are we doing? And the two trades that they made, and I found them out at the same time, for some reason, was trading for Chris Benson of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think Ty Wigginton went in that deal. and then acquiring Scott Kazmir, or no, trading Scott Kazmir to the Tampa Bay Rays for Victor Zambrano. And I remember walking around this mall with my, you know, whatever, saying, what are we doing? What the hell are the Mets doing?
And then she got on a broomstick and went away.
And she went away. But that is 20 years ago. Can you believe that? The Chris Benson trade and the we'll fix Victor Zambrano in 10 minutes Scott Kazmir trade. Let's get to some of your calls as we march down that clock until 6 o'clock. Let's go to Kevin and Carmel. What's up, Kevin? Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
We may have put Kevin asleep. We apologize. Sometimes you're on hold for a while.
Yeah.
Neil is in Smithtown. What's up, Neil?
I think he said, I'm just going to go clean the basement while I wait.
What's up, Neil?
Evan, Tiki, how are you guys?
Good, dude.
What's up?
Well, first, I'd like to see the Mets see if they can get David Robinson. I'd love to see him get back in the bullpen. I think he would be a great depth piece in the bullpen.
I wouldn't mind that, but it looks like Texas is buying. I read the Rangers acquired Andrew Chafin, another guy that would have been a good fit for the Mets. So it doesn't appear like Texas is selling guys off. But, yeah, I wouldn't have minded, David.
I got you. But, you know, Evan, I think this trade deadline reminds me a lot of the offseason when the Mets did all these very low-profile moves. And then, of course, at the just before the season started, they picked up J.D. Martinez, who obviously has been not only great with the bat, but I think really helpful to the other players in teaching them how to approach it there at bats. So I'd love to see them do a little bit more just because it seems like they're in a good spot, but maybe, you know, you can never have enough pitching.
Well, think about this, Neil. J.D. Martinez, who I was screaming about for months, I wanted them to add one more bat. I remember begging that in February and March. It ended up happening because the market came back to them.
Yeah.
Ultimately, right?
Of course.
J.D. Martinez did not get nearly what he wanted, and the Mets waited, and they waited, and they waited, and they won. Good for them.
Kind of overplayed the hand a little bit.
Here's the problem. They won that one. Mm-hmm. They're not going to win this one. If your plan is just wait out the prices on some of these starting pitchers and relievers, as we are seeing by the price tags, you're not getting them. So your only other option is to do what they've done, which is just add on the margins and not add the guys that are clearly the high-ticket item because they don't want to give in to the cost, which I agree with them on.
Right. I mean, teams that are selling, they know this. Like, they know that these teams are desperate. They also know that because it's so crowded, there's so many more teams than a decade ago who are competing to get into the wild card and potentially push into the postseason that there's a ton of demand.
Mm.
And demand tells you prices go up.
That's what's happening.
And so the teams that, I mean, there's only like six of them, but the teams that are saying we're done, we're getting out of this thing, they can ask for whatever they want.
Yes.
That's what makes it more complicated. It's great because there's so many more teams involved, but it's also challenging because is it worth it? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Is it worth it?
Eyes wide open when I say this. The Mets obviously should not sell, okay? No. Sean has made that point to me yesterday that maybe they still should. Look at the prices. They're not that good. J.D. Martinez and all that.
It was funny because like a little less than a month ago, you were like, yeah, I would sell Seve, but it would have to be because it was giving me somebody that I needed right now.
Yeah, these sell-by deals.
Sell-by deals.
It just didn't work out. It didn't materialize the way I expected. But
now you need them.
Yeah. So I would never do that. Right. But there are people who have suggested, even as recently as the last few days, you should still sell. You know, Sean did that to me yesterday.
Well, no. It was if you're not going to go all in and buy and act like some of these teams around you are, I just think middling it, you're asking for trouble. You're asking to be disappointed and then not and watch all these guys walk out.
Unless you just keep rising, right? Unless everything that's gone right for the Mets for the last 2 months just keeps going right.
And they get lucky the way Arizona did last year and they get hot. But eyes wide open when I say this. If the Mets miss the playoffs, very much a possibility. Or if the Mets lose in the wild card series, very much a possibility. There will be voices from Met fans, and it's so easy to say it then, they're not going to say it now, which will say they were better off selling. Hmm. They were better off taking Jose Quintana, looking at all the prices out there, and selling him. They were better off taking Sean Manaea and Luis Severino, looking at the price tag on starters, and selling them. I strongly disagree with that, because that'd be easy to do once we know the outcome. But when you're in a wild card race, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
But that doesn't mean if you're not going to do that, you should be the irresponsible buyer.
Yeah.
I don't think it's this easy binary choice.
Right.
There can be a middle ground.
I think that's trying to have your cake and eat it too.
Damn right. And I'm shoving my face with that cake.
All right. Just like Brooklyn's about to shove her face with whatever she got.
What did she get?
Thank you, Anthony Gallo. Thank you for taking my daughter to go get something to
eat. That's a very nice job, my Uncle Gallo.
Uncle Gallo.
Do you call him Uncle Anthony? No?
No.
Do you call him anything?
What do you call him?
Nothing.
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 She's not talking.
I do have to question Brooklyn's Gatorade choice. Who gets green?
It's fierce.
Gatorade choice.
Are you even listening? No, she's not listening.
She didn't even know.
Hey.
With the supplyhouse.com fan highway patrol. Fire trucks are swarming on the FDR. Northbound, you've got at least one, if not two, right lanes out in the 70s. Fire trucks, I see at least six of them on camera. They're dealing with something in the East River, and the northbound FDR is barely moving from Waterside Plaza up towards East 79th. Southbound, everybody's getting nosy, so the west side, it's a better ride either way. Citybound, George, extra few on the upper, lower is better. Southbound, Henry Hudson, best of it out of town. Lincoln's about 10 either way, 20 to 30 home at the Holland. Outbound covered roadway and inbound Skyway or slow. Newark Bay, that's the better ride. Brooklyn bound, Brooklyn Bridge starting to load up out of lower Manhattan. Manhattan Bridge, Brooklyn bound, a whole lot better. Traffic is sponsored by Sansone Auto Mall, Route 1 in Woodbridge. With the supplyhouse.com fan highway patrol, I'm Greg Rice. 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
We've got 30 minutes left.
Blessedly.
Before the MLB trade deadline. The New York Mets and the New York Yankees have made moves, but to a lot of their fans, it's not enough. The Mets added a back end of the rotation arm in Paul Blackburn. The Yankees added a bullpen arm in Mark Leiter Jr. We obviously can't forget Jazz Chisholm and Jesse Winker. I mean, Jesse Winker and Jazz Chisholm are both hitting fifth in their respective lineups tonight. Think about that for a second.
Right. Those are wins already.
That's an important acquisition if you're batting fifth. And that's where Jesse Winker is. One piece of, I guess, sort of frightening news with the Mets is that Francisco Alvarez is not in the lineup again.
Mm-hmm.
He's missing another game. Luis Torrens is starting. The only thing that gives me a little bit of hope is that the Mets do play a day game tomorrow. And so maybe the thought is, you know what? He's only going to play one of the next two games anyway.
Yeah.
Let's just give him the extra day, have Torrens play the night end of it, and Alvarez will be in the lineup tomorrow. So that's my assumption. If Alvarez is not in the lineup tomorrow, then there will certainly be some worry. Because obviously Francisco, despite maybe not hitting for the power numbers we had hoped, has been a very important cog on this Met team.
Well, yeah, and not to mention how great of a backstop he's been.
Awesome backstop. He's been incredible. Now tonight, it's David Festa pitching for the Minnesota Twins. He of two major league starts against Sean Manaea. On the Yankee end of things, the other big story around the Yankees is that Gerrit Cole got scratched from tonight's start. They're calling it general body
fatigue.
And so Will Warren, who is the seventh best prospect in the Yankee system, is going to make his major league debut tonight. Will Warren's numbers in the minor leagues are really bad, but here's the good news. In his last few starts, he's pitched reasonably well. So we'll see what Will does. I mean, it's not an easy spot going to Philadelphia against this Philly team. But on behalf of every single Met fan who cares about their team, I think we say collectively, let's go Yankees. Because that would help the Mets.
Off everyone except for positive Tommy.
Any authentic Met fan roots for the Yankees.
And just let me be clear, I'm as authentic as it gets. I will never say let's go Yankees. Doesn't mean I will say let's go Phillies, but as a voice, as a Met fan on the station, I will not say let's go Yankees.
Can we just say let's go pinstripes?
No, I stand on principles.
Do
unlike
you
Evan,
win? Let's go striped uniforms?
I'm not a Yankee sympathizer.
Okay, but the Mets also have some striped uniforms.
No. I will not be fooled.
It's also not about sympathizing with them. It's the fact that the Mets are nine games behind in their division, and the Yankees are playing that team. Like
an enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, like it's just, it's not smart. Like, I get it. I don't think my dad will root for the Yankees either because he's so anti-Yankees, but he knows that it's better for the Mets if the Yankees win.
Yeah.
Like, he'll admit it and say, yeah, I just can't bring myself to it. Can you at least admit that it behooves the Mets if the Yankees win tonight?
I just said that. I said I'm not rooting for the Phillies, but I will not say let's go Yankees. I just said there, but I will not say it where I'm rooting for
them.
Does
it behoove the Mets if the Yankees win tonight?
Does it behoove the Mets? Yes, it behooves
them.
But I'm not going to put on my Danny Tartable jersey that I borrowed from Marash and Rufus.
Am I putting a Danny Tartable jersey on?
I will not eat ice cream out of a Yankee helmet. I'm not a Yankee sympathizer.
I'm going to a Met game tonight, and the Yankee game will be on my tablet and the scoreboard. And when the Yankees take a lead, I'll say, hey, to my friends, hey, guys, this is good for us. Now, by the way, I scratch my back, you scratch your back. I know this may not be a worry of yours, But the New York Yankees are only 3.5 games up on said Minnesota Twins for the first wild card spot. Right. Now, that's an important wild card spot because if you get the first wild card spot, you host the wild card series, while if you don't, you got to go on the road. So it would behoove the Yankees
right, to also root for the Mets.
For the Mets to win tonight. So, Sean,
go deliver that beat down.
No, let's go Mets, but we have our eyes on the division. I'm not concerned with the Twins. No,
I'll say it for you. Let's go Mets.
Thank you,
Tiki. Let's go Mets.
Of course you have your eyes on the division, but that's like an insurance policy. You know, it's like one of those, I got to take out insurance. And by the way, the Mets do play the Orioles next week. And by the way, I'm going to invite you to a Met game.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you're free, though.
Next week?
Yeah. No, it's in like 2 weeks. It's like the Monday before we do Giants camp. You want to go to that game on a Monday night or no?
Monday.
It's okay if you can. I just want to invite you.
I might be around, actually.
Look at that.
That's the 12th, right?
That's the 19th.
Tiki, I'll mind
you. The Monday before. Yes, I am free that day.
Oh, good.
Tiki, we're talking about like the 300 level, not a suite, though.
Doesn't matter. My season tickets are badass.
Doesn't matter.
Don't insult my seasons. I think it's the best seat in the house.
By the way, I could get a foul ball up there.
Yes, you can.
Please, I mean,
we were sitting in the Yankee Stadium. They were all banging off the top deck.
I know. I have a feeling.
Yes,
Tiki,
I am free that day, by
thank
the way.
Thank you, Tiki. We'll have a nice time. Bringing some listeners with me, so that'll be a nice little surprise. Get a little Tiki Barber action.
Now Tiki's out.
No, he's a man of the people.
We may have found out why the Rangers are not selling, by the way.
Why are they not selling? They acquired Andrew Chafin earlier today. I'm a potential target. Why?
Jacob deGrom said today he's confident that he will pitch and contribute to the Rangers this season after he threw 45 pitches today.
So they're listening to him.
Yeah, here's the problem with that. All right, so the Texas Rangers right now are 6 games out of a wild card spot. And if you're looking at the division race, they are actually, they're only 3.5 out.
Yeah, no. And if you get deGrom and Eovaldi in a short series?
Yeah, you know what?
It just feels like every team is only, 3 games out. 4 games out. It feels like everybody is in it.
Yeah. The Texas one more sort of makes sense when you think about that. I mean, the Astros have lost 2 in a row. They're still sort of in it. Yeah. And you won the World Series last year, so you're like, screw it. Let's go for it. Because Andrew Chafin going to Texas was one of those I thought would have been like an on-the-margins target for the Mets where they wouldn't have to give up that much and he would improve their bullpen. But he obviously went to Texas, and they are going for it.
I hope the Rangers have plenty of baby powder because they're going to be Chafin.
You like that one?
That one was good. Delivered timely and correctly.
And I didn't give up.
I will give you that one.
I didn't give the cue that I was really excited to release when Evan told me yesterday.
Yeah, I told him. I said, you got to just throw it as a surprise.
Yes.
Want to thank Dunkin'. They helped us provide our SNY fan choice poll, where you may have voted at SNY.tv/vote. The question we asked you is, will the Yankees win the American League East? And the overwhelming answer was no.
Oh.
65% said no.
That's Brooklyn's fault, by the way.
Yeah.
With her hedging, yes. Brooklyn was like, maybe.
So you think if she was more forceful, the Yankees would have won?
Yes. Why weren't you more forceful, Brooklyn?
I don't know.
That's a perfect answer. Same answer as Tommy.
Will the Yankees win the AL East, Sean? I asked him because a few hours ago he said yes, but I'm curious if that opinion changed with so much going on.
Yeah, Yankees are going to the World Series.
Now that it's flipped to the other side, you're saying yes?
Yeah, they're going to go to the World Series, but they've made it harder to get there.
Huh. They're going to the World Series? Yeah. All right, very flippant response there. Like, no, we're going to the World Series.
Yankees Braves.
You know what's so funny about the Braves? I have that. I said this before the year that I thought Atlanta would come out of the NL, but that wasn't really going out on a limb. They're a favorite. The more they struggle during the regular season, the more I think, oh, God, this is the year they get hot again.
Yeah.
Because it was exactly what happened in 21. Yeah. They made those key acquisitions, including Jorge Soler, who they just traded for again.
Mm-hmm.
And they were lucky to win the division, but it was a crappy division that year. They got hot at the right time. They won the World Series. The following 2 years, 22 and 23, they have great regular seasons.
Right.
And they flame out in the divisional series.
Oh, yeah. 22, they fought the Mets. Yeah. Tooth and nail for the division.
And then look what happened.
Exactly.
Got knocked out by Philadelphia. So my gut this year is that this will be the year the Braves go back on a run. So I kind of agree with you on that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com.
It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.